Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. Shir is sponsored. Lo Nishmas Haran Biak V'Shom Leah Basitzchok. We're holding in Yevomas Daf Kuf Tezvov. The morning Mudal brings the Svara. There's a difference between a man and a woman. And if a man says that her husband was killed when he was in captivity, and she that was in captivity was saved, we believe her. And the reason is because Isha Klei Zayino Aleo. Meaning a woman has her weapons on her. Part because she's a woman. So the captors are not going to necessarily kill her because they want to keep her for Znus, as Rashi brings over the Zara. So that's what it means. A woman has her protection. She has her weapons. Because the fact that she's a woman, that's itself a weapon. Rabbi Tzadik HaKohen brings that this is not only referring to Aisha in our context of the sugya, but Aisha Klei Zayino Aleo really reflects what the avoid of a woman is. Says Rabbi Tzadik, the difference between a man and a woman is that a man, his job is lichvosh, to conquer. He needs to go out of himself and conquer. In order to conquer, you need to go do more than what you are. You need to conquer new territories. You need to add to what you are. A woman's tafkid is to keep what she has, is to protect the existing. That's what it means, isha klei zayino aleo. She doesn't have to conquer new things. She has to have whatever she has in her, that's what she needs to keep. She's not conquering new territories, but keeping the existing, so all her weapons are within her, nothing that she needs to get from the outside. And to explain this a little bit more, I want to bring another example that Rabbi Tzadik himself refers to, and my Rebbe Rav Moshe Shapira Zatzal used to speak about a lot. The children of Yaakov Avinu, the Shvatim, each one represents another midah that Yaakov Avinu bequeathed to his kids. Each child, each shevet, inherited one midah that's unique to him, and that's his avodah in the world, what Yaakov Avinu gave him. Yaakov Avinu has one daughter, which is mentioned clearly in the Torah, and that is Dina. What is the tafkid of Dina? What is her job? So says Rav Tzadik, based on explanation of Moshe, that the job of Dina was to keep the existing, not to conquer new territories, not to grow a new midas of Avodas Hashem, but to keep what you have. What mitzvah is there by Yaakov Avinu? We have by Am Yisrael a concept called Yisrael, Af Api Shechoto Yisrael Hu. Yisrael, even though he sins, he's still a Yisrael. He never loses the existing kiyum of being a Jew. That's something that always is there. The child of Yaakov Avinu represents that, that is Dina. Dina is the one who has the concept of Yisrael, Af Api Shechoto Yisrael Hu, and that's her Maila. And with this, we understand the Mahalach of Dino. We know that Esav wanted to marry Dino, and Yaakov Avinu prevented him by putting Dino in the table. And for that, he was punished. And his punishment was that Shechem ben Hamor took Dino away. And according to this understanding, this makes a lot of sense. Dino is the count of Yisrael, Pishechot Yisrael, who, regardless of how a Jew sins, he's still Yisrael. The one who started that was Yaakov Avinu. Before that, nobody had it. Esav was Yisrael, but he went bad, and he lost the Shem Yisrael. He doesn't have it anymore. Esav wanted to marry Dina, and if Dina represents this Midah, she may have given that to Esav as well. She may have given him that concept of keeping at least the existing Dusha. So what Darum Tzadik brings, that if Esav would marry Dina, Amalek would not have been born. So there's a tiny Yaakov, you know, why didn't you let Dina that brings this Midah marry Esav? So what was the punishment? Dino, who represents the Yisrael, the Kedushas Yisrael, was violated by Shechem. Meaning the exact opposite of keeping Kedushas Yisrael. But in any case, we see over here the same idea. A male, a Zohar, is the one who's koivish, who's conquering, who goes ahead out of himself. And the tafkid of the Isha is to keep the existing. There is Sur Mira Vaseto. Make sure not to ruin what you have. That's the tafke of the Isha. To go in and conquer and be koivish, that's the tafke of the Ish. And that's what the Gemara says over here, says Tzadik, the Isha klei zayino aleo. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email us to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.